Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamut.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Rosemarie Alexander. This week on AK, problem bears, the kind that will root around in your garbage if it's not properly stowed. Many Alaska communities know this type of bear well. They're cunning, inventive, and very hungry. Petersburg wildlife officials have had an especially busy season dealing with bears. So far, they've caught six and relocated them far away from town. KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein rode along as the most recent capture was released.
The little black bear cub didn't make much noise as it pawed at the door of the trap, a large section of culvert pipe with a metal grate on one end and a door on the other. Just a few huffs and some jaw snapping, occasionally a very faint whine. I accompanied biologist Rich Lowell on a trip out the road to release this animal at a relatively remote spot on the Tongass National Forest. As we drove, Lowell explained that he had just captured the young cub that morning. The animal had made a downtown foray inside the Petersburg Fisheries plant and then later got cornered behind the grocery next door.
So ran back to the office, grabbed the bear trap, cooked up a batch of bacon and molasses and oats and made a little cracker trail across the lot, and then we stepped back and watched the bear go into the trap.
Did he literally follow the cracker trail like E.T. following some Reese's Pieces?
Well, you know, bacon is just something that they can't resist, and, you know, relatively tame, having been around town and habituated to humans, so...
It was just a few days earlier that a bear cub, maybe this one, was seen wandering the streets, climbing fences, and running through yards between the schools and the Petersburg Medical Center. Its mother was nowhere to be seen.
You know, people often speculate that something's happened to the sow or she's been shot. And I think what's going on is it's just very easy for the sow and the cubs to get separated in an urban environment where you've got, you know, you've got people, you've got dogs, you've got vehicles, and I think they just get separated and don't find their way back together.
Between Fish and Game and local police, authorities have moved six bears out of town this summer and fall, three adults and three cubs. That's a record for the 10 years Lowell's been in town. Since the animals are attracted by garbage, he says the problem is largely avoidable.
If you can secure your garbage can so that it's not accessible to bears, put it in the garage if you have it. Put it out the morning of pickup, then it's not available to bears and they move on.
We stopped on a logging road by a salmon stream at the south end of the island. Lowell says his method for releasing a bear mainly depends on the bear itself. Grown bears require more caution, of course. You can't just pop open the door and wave goodbye. Even these little guys have sharp teeth and claws that can do damage if you're not careful. Lowell climbs on top of the culvert before he actually opens the door.
And then I have that lever up top where I can just kick this open, and he's gonna bolt right out of here, and I'd be surprised if he didn't go up one of these two trees when we let him out of here. Okay, are you ready?
Yep.
As I watched from the gate of the pickup, Lowell opened the trap door from above. The cub seemed reluctant to leave at first. It sniffed the air, looked outside, and looked back at the remaining bacon and molasses inside.
I can't see him. Is he thinking about
it? He's thinking about it, yeah. He likes the food, though, I think. He's just kind of standing there sniffing around. Wow, he's really little. Now he's moving a little bit. He's starting to sniff the sniff outside. There he goes.
It took all of about a minute, and the cub cautiously hopped out, like Lowell predicted, and scurried over to the closest tree and put its paws up on the trunk, but it didn't climb. After a brief glance around, it quickly disappeared into the brush. Lowell said its chances of survival were slim.
You know, they won't have the added warmth of the sow in the den, you know, once they go into hibernation, and whether this thing will even know to go into hibernation is questionable, but again, it's a better option than simply euthanizing it on the spot. At least this way, it's got a chance. It's not a great chance, but know, it's the best we can do for it.
The day after we released this cub, another was seen wandering around town. For AK, I'm Matt Lichtenstein in Petersburg.